Welcome to the D&D Morning Show in the park.
I was expecting on location.
I was gonna go for on location, but last time you gave me a little heck for on location.
On location in the park.
Okay. Welcome to the D&D Morning Show on location in the park.
Ba-dum-bum-bing.
Oh no.
It's back. So we're in this beautiful park here with this giant tree behind us.
Our host is just steps that way.
And there's all kinds of people walking by thinking we're crazy.
Because he is crazy.
But it's a beautiful day. And there's a slight breeze. Hopefully that doesn't affect any audio purposes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, today what are we going to talk about?
Well, we got a fun fact about Drew today. Seems like all the fun facts are about me these days.
Dorothy just has so many.
So we got gonna put Drew on the spot today. And then we thought we'd talk about saving money while you travel. I feel like over the last few years, Drew and I really kind of got this down.
And we travel quite a bit, and we're able to because of the corners that we cut.
Yeah.
And the way we save money.
Yes.
So we thought we would share that with you in case you want to travel a bit more or at all. Mm-hmm. And maybe finances tend to be an issue at times.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's the fun fact?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
What do we got?
Well, I'd like to talk about...
I don't even know, remember what it is.
I'd like to talk about Drew's chomping.
Oh, boy.
Drew. Well, first of all, we talked a little while ago about how Drew eats so slowly. So maybe the chomping has something to do with that. It's not like an aggressive chomping, like...
I kind of feel like we talked about this before.
Maybe we have, but I'm going to talk about it again. It's not like an aggressive, like, smacky chomp, like... But it's like this, I don't know, this like quiet, like drawn out, like crunch in the back of his mouth.
She's like grinding. She's like, are you grinding your food?
No, and then sometimes I'm like, what is wrong with your teeth?
She said one time, she says, do you have a tooth problem?
What is wrong with your teeth? Do you have a tooth problem? You need to go to a dentist because your teeth, something's wrong there. But it's like this little, and Drew's like, he's eating toast. Crunchy sourdough toast the other morning, and I'm looking at him like this, like, stop the crunching. And he's like, it's crunchy toast.
What do you want me to do? It's crunchy toast. Stop looking at me. I'm like, leave me alone, I'm trying to eat.
But there you have it.
Those are fun facts.
Crunchy eating.
This is show number 41, by the way.
That's crazy.
So thanks, guys, for being here, for checking all these out. And most of you have been here from the beginning, so there's like a crazy bird squabble going on up there.
Yes. I think if it's not the birds, it's the squirrels.
And I think those are actually parrots, which are kind of cool.
Oh.
We're at this beach pier concert last night, or live rock.
Oh, band, yeah.
And there's this lady with a parrot sitting in front of us. Those
yeah,
are
she parrots. Like hers was a pet parrot, like sitting on her shoulder, like she took her dog out for a walk or something. Just sitting on her shoulder, like just what's up? Got a parrot on my shoulder.
All these kids were trying to pet it.
Yeah, was pooping all over the place.
Yeah. Anyway,
side note.
Yeah, show 41. So very cool to have this many locked up.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Drew actually came up with the idea about doing a morning show. And of course, when we start an idea, we never know like how far it's going to go, if it's a good idea, but we always give it a shot. But we're really enjoying these morning shows, so thank you for the interest and thank you for tuning in every week. It's awesome.
Yeah. So let's get into our topic, saving money.
Saving money.
What's your number one tip to save money?
Oh boy. I would say accommodations. I'm like a deal surfer, I guess, on accommodations. I don't even remember last time we stayed in a hotel. Like, hotel prices are just insane. And what bugs me the most about staying at hotels, well, there's a couple things that bug me about staying in hotels. But one of the things is the price is the price. It's not, you can't negotiate, you can't work within a budget. It's like, this is the price. But if you stay, like we always stay in Airbnb, because you get to meet the owner of the place, well, online, I guess you get to talk to the owner of the place and work within a budget, and usually they're so accommodating and so nice, so you can find places that are cheaper and within your budget. And also, what I love about staying in Airbnbs too is you get a kitchen.
Yeah,
well, kitchen. You can get a kitchen. Not all Airbnbs have a kitchen, but most. Yeah, I would say.
Before you run through past all the tips, let me say that negotiating is a big one. So if it's VRBO or Airbnb, you can negotiate your prices. So I think that that's what Dorothy's saying, is that if it's you're buying a product from like a store or like a hotel, that's the price. But this is different. You get that personal touch. You actually get to sometimes meet. We actually have some friends that we still know from Airbnb.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then so then the negotiation is a big one, because then you can work within your budget. Mm-hmm. So we never pay the sticker price. Always negotiate.
And the thing about negotiation is, I know because I used to feel this way, but don't feel bad. A lot of times we feel bad about negotiating.
I don't.
I do. I have in the past. Like,
I get it.
We as in people feel bad about negotiating or feel like it's uncomfortable. But I think that on Airbnb people expect you to.
Yeah, and you're still paying. Like when we stay longer amounts of time, we're paying a good chunk of money.
Yeah.
So you're still paying them for your services, and we're staying a longer time. So it's kind of, you both win if you have a lower price that you can afford and that they're having you for a longer amount of time.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with negotiation.
No.
So that was negotiating, and then trying to avoid hotels and looking, even like all-inclusives. A lot of people go on all-inclusives. Like, they're a ton of money.
Yeah.
And like a big chunk of money up front. And then you kind of lose the control of food. That's a big one for us, why we don't go on them. But
Drew couldn't imagine not cooking for a week.
I couldn't.
Like, that bothers him.
Yeah, I think it used to be so difficult to live the lifestyle we do with having someone cook for you all the time. And you kind of lose that control of what's going in your body on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So what's another tip?
Renting a car. We recently went on a trip where we had to rent a car. And we couldn't believe how it just, I guess, increases the price of your trip.
It almost doubles it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And of course, we got a deal. Like, we got a deal on our car rental. I was surfing and I'm the deal shopper, right? But still, like, if possible, skip the car, grab a bike or take the bus. Like, we here, when we stay in LA, we never rent a car. We grab the bikes, and we actually are getting quite good at taking the bus too.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with taking the bus. Like, I grew up taking the bus around the city in Calgary.
Yeah.
And it saves us so much money here, because you have a car. And here, for example, you have to pay for parking.
Yeah.
You have to sit in traffic. So if we walk a lot of places.
Yeah, walking. I forgot walking.
Biking. We take Uber, for example.
Yeah.
Uber's super cheap to go little places wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. So, which we haven't even taken. We take it from the airport here. Otherwise, we've been walking, running, or taking a bike.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to save a bunch of money as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
What else? Cooking for yourself.
It's a big one.
Staying at a location or a house that's close to the grocery store. We always do that. Where's the nearest grocery store? It's just kind of automatic for us now.
Yeah, so you book around where the grocery store is.
So we have a couple of grocery stores around here to choose from, but super close, within walking distance. And then you can get your own food. Saves a ton of money when you cook for yourself.
Yeah, markets as well. We love to go to markets. But the truth is, the price is a bit higher.
Yeah, at the market, yeah.
So the price is a bit higher. We like to support local. So we have a nice combination of supporting local and, you know, saving money when we need to as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So buying a place or renting a place that's close to grocery stores is a good one. And then we talked about driving.
Yeah, skipping the car rental.
Yeah, was there anything else?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now. But those would be the top three for sure.
So I just wanted to go back to your own kitchen, cooking your own kitchen. I think a lot of times we go on vacation and we're like, oh, I don't have to cook anymore. But if you find a place, like, we never go anywhere without a kitchen.
No.
Or I wouldn't say never, it's very rare, and if we do, it's a short time.
Yeah.
But I think renting that kitchen makes such a big difference in your budget, because you're not always going, you're going out to spend 10, 15, 25 bucks on a meal.
You'd be hard pressed to spend 10, I think. Yeah.
And I think, of course, it's healthier, you're creating your own food, and you're living that healthy lifestyle, so continuing to live this healthy lifestyle, regardless of where you are, the big truck driving by right now, regardless of where you are, that's going to help with your budget as well. So find a place with a kitchen that's close to a grocery store so you can buy your own food and make it, And then you have like nice family dinners and you enjoy enjoy yourself instead of always going out to eat. Mm-hmm. And then you were going to mention flights real quick?
Oh yeah, just another thing that we do is we flight surf or look for deals. So there's we don't just go on one site and say, okay, that's the cost of the flight. We look around. We take months. Well, I do. There's like, how do you do that for hours? I'm like, you should be thanking me, I'm doing this for hours. But like for flights, you have continually looking at different sites and different airlines to get the best deal.
Yeah, different times of the day, different times of the week. I think sometimes we're like, we look at, well, I used to do it myself, like you look at one site and like that's the price.
Yeah.
But if you search around, it's just like grocery stores. You go to different grocery stores to find different prices. You go to different farmers markets, the same thing. Some places offer different prices. So if you look for different prices online with your rentals, with your flights, and you spend a bit more time that way, you can save a lot of money when you travel.
Yeah, and being flexible with your dates if possible, because a lot of times that's where you get the deals, is when you have that flexibility too.
Yeah, especially during the week, it's much cheaper than during the weekend.
On the weekend.
Yeah. And I think if you just looked at, just to wrap it up here, if you could look at these little things, like everything makes a difference. Like everything, all these little tips, it's not going to change. One tip isn't going to make a huge difference, but you put it all together, you're able to travel. Like for example, we rented a place. We usually rent a place with one dwelling, one room.
Well, like an entire place to ourselves. I think that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we usually rent a place.
A private suite.
Right.
Yeah.
And this time we're staying for an extended period of time, and so we changed things up. We're flexible. We stayed a bit further from the beach, for example, or we stayed. We have some roommates that come in and out, but we never see them.
No.
The few that we met have been super nice. One cooked us a big pot of
borscht.
So soup.
She was Russian, and it was traditional, like Russian borscht.
Yeah, it was unreal.
Vegetable. Oh, so nice.
And then this couple let us borrow their bikes for a month.
Yeah.
You can imagine. And then a couple other ones were super nice, but we never even talked to them. And half the time, the place is empty.
Yeah.
So no one cooks. No one spends time in their home, and we're saving a bunch of money by not having sharing that space with other people that are never there.
Yeah.
So just be,
I was just thinking of something while you were talking, Drew, and how you're saying that one of these little tips isn't going to amount to much, but doing, you know, a little bit of all of them is going to be helpful. And it relates to health and fitness, doesn't it?
It does.
Because you need the whole package of nutrition, health, like mind, body, sleeping, like a whole package deal to see a change or see an effect.
Yeah, all the little things, all the little pieces make a whole puzzle.
I was like, isn't that neat how it relates?
Do we have any quotes or a recipe? No recipe?
Let me think for a second. You tell them what you have for breakfast. And I've got a quote, but I gotta search my brain for it.
All right, so I did a past show on like a past radio show podcast.
I'm trying to think of the quote.
Eating more food while you're active, so I'm always hungry. And here, because we're so active, we're always running, biking, working out, slacklining. It's crazy. We're way more active on vacation than we are at home. And so I've been eating bigger meals. So I had oats, I had oatmeal for a dish, and then I had an orange, and then I had two slices of sourdough bread with coconut oil, scrambled eggs with dill in it, and a salsa on top. And that was breakfast. That was, it was delicious, and it was so healthy, and my body feels fantastic after starting the day like that.
The quote didn't come to me, but I can explain it. Explain the quote.
All right.
Maybe you can help me with it. It was a nature quote, because Drew asked me the last show, I said about smelling the flowers or whatever it was, but it got me thinking about nature quotes. And I found this quote that said something about, I lost it, something about just like appreciating the beauty, like just stopping and appreciating the beauty of nature. Oh, I don't remember.
Well, I think that goes back to stopping and smell the flowers. Like I asked Dorothy for an outdoor quote, and that's what she said. And like, it's not, it's like super glamorous, but it's true. Like when we walk by, like we can see like parrots are like floating around here. When we stop, there's wild roses wild rose bushes.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, you can literally see down this street right behind us, you can see the ocean.
Yeah.
And I think by appreciating those little things and stopping to take time to be like, wow, this is amazing, instead of being like, it's too windy, like, it's a bit breezy right now. Like, it's breezy, there's traffic, there's people looking at us right now. So just stopping and appreciating those little things make a big difference.
Yeah. Sorry, I dropped the ball on the quote thing this week.
Didn't really have a plan.
No, but it reminded me of Drew and I. You know, Drew takes lots of pictures. He always has the camera out taking lots of pictures. And, you know, we talked about maybe just appreciating the moment instead of trying to capture it in a picture. So just using the camera a little bit less and just appreciating that moment and getting it in your head.
Living in the moment.
Yeah, so we were actually walking last night and we passed this street that was super cool street, like lined with palm trees, and Drew like wants to like take a picture, and I said, just appreciate the moment. Just take a snapshot of that in your head.
What is your quote for today? Appreciate the moment.
Okay, there. See, I made one up on the spot.
Came out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We always appreciate you seeing what we have going on the morning show.
Yes. Thanks very much, and we'll catch you in the group.
See you guys.
Bye.